This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's that time of the day of the week. It's Davey. It's the Depot. It's the Davey Depot.
Waited all weekend for this.
You did?
No. It was a rough weekend. The bar was low. Your host, ladies and gentlemen,
thanks,
Davey Hudson.
Hello. I hope you all are doing just dandy this morning. To get things going, I have a fact of the day.
Yep, that's what we usually start with.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So I saw this in a documentary, but flamingos are only pink because of chemicals called carotenoids, which sounds similar to like steroids, which we were talking about in the last segment. But the carotenoids, I think I'm saying that correctly, I don't know, in the algae in the fish, which also eat the algae, they eat. It's a weird way of saying it. That one part was in parentheses. But that's why they're pink. Normally they're born gray. They would be white if they did not eat those types of fish that had the chemicals. So the more you know, you know.
The more you know. That's true. Great fact.
All right, so moving along with the gambling pick. Pretty good weekend. Friday was like 5-6. That wasn't great, but Saturday and Sunday, both two really good performances. Baseball so far, I've only been putting in for the month of May, but for May right now we're 9-3. So mostly, I wouldn't say heavy favorites, but decent favorites is what I would say a lot of the lines have been as far as what I've been taking based off what I'm seeing hitting. So that is where we're at on that note. Houston.
Yes.
Did you find out what happened to the ship or the Chinese?
The rocket?
Rocket, yeah.
It landed in the Indian Ocean, I was told. Mm. Crisis averted.
Okay.
Shouts out Adam Hickman. He totally predicted that on the drive on Friday. They were taking bets, you know, Pacific, Atlantic. He said, nope, it's going to skip those. It's going to land in the Indian Ocean. Nailed it.
Good stuff.
It's impressive.
My banger for today, I play this one as a bumper a good bit, but it's Bye 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 by NSYNC. It's a banger.
Mm-hmm. Great music video back in the day. Total Request Live. You ever seen it?
TRL.
That's right, TRL.
You asking me if I've seen TRL or if I've seen the video?
The video.
Yes to both.
Okay. Good.
All right, I do have an update. Told this story last week, but do you guys remember talking about the Malayan woman who had 9 kids?
Yes. I recall.
As of right now, things are going well. The babies will need 2 to 3 months in an incubator. More than likely, each baby weighed around 1.1 pounds when they were born. But if all 9 children are to survive, it would set the world record.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The Octomom actually currently has the record for most babies born at one time to survive.
That would make sense that 9 would be a record over 8.
Math.
Mm-hmm. Quick math.
So I'm still trying to figure out if this was naturally or based off in vitro fertilization. One of the guys that was a spokesperson for the family said it was done naturally, but
wow.
I don't know.
You don't buy it?
That's just,
you're skeptical.
Yeah.
Would that taint her record?
I mean, it's still, no, because it's like it's still a miraculous feat in a way. It's kind of like, I don't care that Lance cheated. Now, when you start lying about it, that's another thing.
Right.
But we'll see.
We will see.
remains to be determined. I wish the mother and the kids well. You know, they got a
You're a good man.
Got a long road ahead. It would just be awful to have to take care of 9 kids at once.
Mm-hmm. Or one Davy.
Mm, good point.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
yeah. I think I'd rather have 9 others than one Davy.
So what's next? We doing
Oh no, I have some other stories.
Today's a headline day, not a movie review day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about doing a film, but then I was just like, no, I don't want to do that.
And you said this was going to be an average depot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think these storylines are pretty interesting. To get us started, New York City teacher caught sucking topless man's nipple during Zoom class.
All right.
So that's kind of a head turner right there. But so Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering, that's STEM, where a teacher allegedly performed an inappropriate sexual act during a Zoom lesson. So I'm she, apparently the teacher knew that she was like being recorded when she did this.
Mm-hmm.
Just awkward. I don't know if she's like trying to get fired, but and then, like it's a prestigious school apparently. But Amanda K. Fletcher, age 37, shouts out, appeared to suck the nipple of an unidentified topless male. Am I allowed to say nipple on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's a nipple, yeah, it's fine.
Well, I mean, I can't say the T word, like, so it's, oh, we're all in this, we're all in the same area there.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
Good Lord.
Just checking. All right. So she appeared to suck the nipple of an unidentified topless male while she, quote, rocked her head back and forth, according to an investigation for city schools. Following this act, Fletcher's face turned in full view of the screen, and she gyrated her shoulders and smiled. Before that, students watched Fletcher eat spaghetti with the shirtless man behind her. This took place back in October of 2020.
This is relevant how?
To what?
Literally anything.
It's just a story.
Okay.
It's called a headline for a reason. They make you... Now, did I look at the story before I started reading it? No. But the headline caught my attention.
Do you remember 30 minutes ago when he said, I've been preparing for the depot?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we get?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't give a gambling pick.
So good.
Golden State +3 tonight. They're taking on Utah. Mike Conley's out. I think Golden State, they've been firing on all cylinders lately. I mean, Curry had like 49 points in 29 minutes the other night. They are at home. I expect them to have a good performance. I'm also taking Indiana. I got in on them at -5.5. They're taking on Cleveland. I think Cleveland has failed to cover 10 straight games. Like they are struggling, but it's tanking season. All right, so there's that.
Yeah, this depot would prove that.
All right, so moving along. Let me get that nipple story off my bookmarks. All right, so this is just a story where in Australia, I didn't know this was a rule, but apparently, or I guess a law, you can't have any like memorabilia if it comes from an animal that's listed as critically endangered or just endangered. And so this one surfer has been in a 6-year legal battle to keep the tooth of a great white. Now you're like, why would you do that for 6 years? Well, this same great white took his leg. The tooth was lodged in his surfboard, and so whenever he was attacked, his friends were able to get him to shore. The surfboard eventually washed up, and authorities then took that in to look at it and just kind of examine it or whatever, and there were a couple of teeth, I think, but at least there's one big tooth that this guy wanted to have. So he was in a 6-year legal battle to just keep the tooth. And he's like, you know, I think it would just be something I would like to have. You know, I don't know why you'd want to remember the incident, but for whatever reason, this guy's like, man, I want that tooth. And it took some basically lobbying from some local politicians to allow him to keep the tooth.
So it's over. He does get to keep it.
Yep. But under Australian law, possessing, selling, or purchasing any part of the protected species is illegal and punishable by up to a $100,000 fine or 2 years imprisonment.
The shark took his leg.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like, this shouldn't be much of a conversation. It's like, just let him keep the tooth.
It's the least he can do.
It's in his surfboard.
Yeah, it's not like he killed the shark, took a tooth, and then mm-hmm. just dumped it over the side of a boat or something. Hmm. Australia. Scary place.
Mm-hmm.
Any more headlines, Dave?
Let's see here.
It's okay to say no.
Well, I was trying to figure out how I wanted to get into Melinda Gates. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She rented a private island so she wouldn't have to listen to the media as they talk about the divorce.
Did you see this?
I heard something about it. I thought they had rented the island. They were going to tell everybody on the island, like the whole family. They'd invite the whole family.
No. This was her post-divorce news escape.
But then it leaked early or something. Okay.
How much did it cost her per night to rent out this island, Dave?
I don't know.
That's literally the freaking headline.
I don't know, like $100,000 or something.
It's like more than $100,000, like $189,000 a night. Great headline, Dave, that you didn't even know the story for.
I had it, and then I didn't have it. Oh, here we go. Melinda Gates Island.
We give you 2 hours every day. You had an entire weekend.
$132,000 a night.
And how long was she going to be there?
I don't know that one.
Oh, my God. Average.
Reportedly rented private island. No, apparently it happened. Let's see here. The Microsoft co-founder, that's talking about Bill. It's in the Caribbean.
We're going to just get out of here. We need to just be done.
Did you see that Bill Gates transferred $1.8 billion in stock to Melinda the day of their divorce?
Nope.
That's a lot of money.
So was that the split? Is that what she gets?
Probably just stocks. Stock split.
Mm. Davey?
Yes.
This is the Depot. It's called the Davey Depot.
I made it to 9:15. That was my main goal.
Well, then hit the button and play some commercials.
Below average. Way, way below average.
This segment of the program brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com and make your appointment. Think people were smiling after that Depot?
No.
Yeah.
No, they were not.
Whew. Go see doctors Malone or Costa. Make your appointment today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. At least when you have other things to smile about, your teeth will look great and be healthy.
That was really something, Dave.
Sometimes you have to give them a bad performance so they really appreciate the good ones.
Mm.
It's kind of like the same feeling, like all of I guess 2 weeks ago now. I don't know. Whenever I was sick, you know, I don't like being sick, but when I am sick and then I get to feeling better, you really appreciate, like, when you actually are feeling healthy.
Yep. Being sick will make you realize not being sick is good. Dynamite stuff, Dave. Just truly top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Pappy Van Winkle of producers and fact givers. Just wanted you to know that.
Isn't Vanilla Ice's last name Van Winkle?
Yeah, Rob. No relation, I don't think.
Bob Baffert had a Philly test positive for betamethasone after last September's Kentucky Oaks. Is this his right out of his playbook?
Could be his racket. You never know.
Mm.
Maybe that's just what he does.
Just gives him a smidge of that. Maybe he gives it to him a certain
maybe far
time
far enough in advance where it should be out of the system, but maybe it wasn't.
I don't know.
Mm. What's the deal with this gas shortage? I saw prices are skyrocketing.
No, yeah, don't scare everybody. They'll go start, you know, filling up buckets.
I'm trying to just inform the people. Is there going to be a gas shortage or what?
Well, it's
could
there's
be.
There's some cyber attack. So I don't know that it's that the gas is short itself. It's just more like moving it around.
Wow.
Right, Davey? What did you hear on this?
I just heard there was a cyber attack on a gas pipeline, and until they can, I'm assuming, I have done zero research on this, but typically what happens in these situations is the hackers require that a certain amount of, typically it's a cryptocurrency, is transferred, and if the money is then transferred, they will allow the pipeline to, I guess they'll stop hacking it at that point, allow the company to take control of their own product once again and be on their way. But obviously the FBI would be involved at this point for everything that's happening. And I mean, I can't see this being a situation where the person having the hack is operating from within the confines of the United States.
Wow. This pipeline accounts for up to 45% of the East Coast's fuel supplies. Apparently, the cyber attack group is named the Dark Side.
Great.
Gas shortages in certain areas are expected, and the average gas price could go well above $3 a gallon. It was a ransomware attack. They have shut down the pipeline as a precautionary measure following the attack. Not good, Bob. Okay. Well, I don't know why I asked the question. I guess I could have just read. You guys didn't know anything about it.
I'd heard about it. I just didn't know any of the details.
It's a scam. They just want to raise gas prices. I don't buy it. They've been raising them for the last year anyway. Oh, no, now we're out. See, now we have an excuse to raise gas prices because everybody's been complaining about gas prices. So now there's a cyber attack. Sure. Okay. I'm not buying it. I mean, I'm going to buy gas because that's kind of the way the world works these days.
Right.
But this feels a little bit suspicious to me. Why do they have to go after fuel? Why couldn't it be something else? Brad says the depot today was about as flat as my tire on Saturday morning. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
JT gives the depot a 2 out of 10. Generous. Very generous. Are you proud of yourself, Dave?
Yeah, I'm on a Vol for Life now looking at the responses to Hank T leaving.
Cool.
David says, I'm a huge Vols fan, but I would tell my kid to do the same thing. And then, of course, I'd never tell a kid to be a turncoat and go to Bama, especially if he took a payout from UT. My kid would be going to college for an education and playing ball for the team he loves. Obviously, this kid is all about the money. Screw him. Bye, Felicia.
None of that surprises you, right?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. Making sure you're on it. Man.
I don't think social media has made us dumber. It's just opened us up to the idiots that are amongst us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's always so hard to come back from a bad depot.
It is, yeah. Here's some good news,
I mean,
I
really tough.
Admiral Schofield got a new contract with the Magic?
10 days, I think. See if he can ball out and maybe earn something a little bit bigger.
Okay. That's good news.
The Vol for Lifers are also saying, like, he's not a kid, he's a man, so you can take shots at him since he went to Bama.
Interesting. Delusions.
LSU got a 5-star center for 2021.
Basketball?
Sorry, but he was no Lenard Little or Al Wilson.
Lenard.
From what I seen while he was in Orange. Good luck, Tutu.
You think they just forgot the apostrophes there, or are they just trying to make fun of him?
No, I think they don't know how to spell his name.
Okay.
Middle finger emoji.
Really? That's a little over the top, man. Why do you do this, Dave? Why do you just got to railroad the show? We're over here having a good show, working hard. We give you the depot you asked for months ago. And we said, you know what? Fine. We're going to give it to him. We're going to let Davey have a depot. And then you do this, and you just light the show on fire. I had such a bad weekend. I was excited for the depot.
So,
and then we hear stories about, A, you just recycled everything you talked about last week. Chinese rocket, the lady with the nine babies.
Yep.
And then you always have to pull out some like inappropriate, sexually related story every single time. It's like you have this perfect formula to destroy the show. And then me and Nate are left to pick up the pieces.
I think if I can hit three good depots every week and we're at 60%, that's a solid week in my book. So obviously we're off to a rough start, so I got to go 3 for 4 to finish out the week.
I don't think you can do it. Because you said you wanted the depot, but really I don't even think you care about the depot. You put it together, you say all morning, I'm working on the depot, I'm working on the depot. Then you come up and you're like looking up stories as you're on the depot. Or you just read a Wikipedia page to describe some movie.
That happened one time. Did you watch any good movies this weekend?
No. What is that? Well, what? Why would? What does that matter?
I'm just curious.
I was watching the baseball team.
Man. Do we know the details yet on the name, image, and likeness proposal that the NCAA is willing to vote on?
Nope.
Mark Emmer apparently said we need to vote on what the proposal we have out now, but I don't know what it's really difficult to know what that is. And I've heard that it's like some states' rules are more lenient than even what the NCAA is going to vote on. So in that case, it's not going to even fix anything. Basically, NCAA could have a rule, and the state law allows players to get paid even better or differently.
Hmm.
So it doesn't really fix anything. And apparently Greg Sankey has said he wants NCAA to make, or he wants the federal government to make a just set down rules for the whole nation, so there's no like state by state issues. Because obviously right now you got all kind of weird stuff. We talked about the Georgia.
That's
going
to be such a 75%. That doesn't make any sense. No sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that's going to help Georgia win a natty, taking 75% of the kids' money.
I don't know.
It's a way to go. All right. We'll try to be better in the next segment, but man, it's tough.
Yep.
It's tough to come back from something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Davey, I'm putting it on you to find us a good topic for the next segment. That's the one thing you can do to help us out. Can you do that?
As a wise man once said, yes.
So apparently Mark Emmer did an interview with the New York Times, I guess.
Okay.
And he said, quote, "We need to get a vote on these rules that are in front of the members now." Basically, you know, July 1st is going to hit, and players in the states where they have a NIL law are going to be able to start making money, and the NCAA only has three different options.
Okay.
Number one, pray that the federal government passes a law before then to make it nationwide so that all states are equal. Number two, challenge the individual state laws in court. Or number three, pass their own NCAA legislation so that athletes in the other 40-something states get to profit off their NIL in some capacity, too, even if the NCAA rules are more restrictive than some state laws, such as Florida. It would be an attempt to create a fair system for all athletes.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like something you can do, like, one at a time.
Right.
Or three over here, and then these three say no. If the true objective of the NCAA is a level playing field and fairness, this is not the way to do it.
Right.
I found a story.
We're talking about a story.
An actual sports story that's very you know,
relevant.
Yeah, relevant.
Timely.
To Tennessee athletics, athletics in this area, even high school athletes here.
Mm-hmm.
Really ties everything together.
What's your story about, Dave?
I might. They might know where Don Lewis's body is buried.
Okay. We'll table that one for never, probably. Who?
Carol Baskin's ex-husband.
Oh. That's actually not bad. Maybe we'll close the show with that. They think they know where it is, but they haven't looked for it yet?
We've got an anonymous tip.
Mm. Interesting. Get back to that. That's actually is kind of interesting. But name, image, and likeness.
Tennessee's not one of the states that has this on the...
Have we even started the conversation?
I never see Tennessee is even in the maybe category.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm kind of worried about that.
Well, you know, that's one thing Josh Heupel really needed was another challenge.
Right.
Uh-huh. Especially when it comes to recruiting and keeping guys on the roster. That's really perfect. It's right up his alley.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hard worker. So other teams are going to be able to allow their players to make money. Tennessee won't and is supposed to recruit on that level?
Right, yeah. I mean, this is like legal cheating. I mean, it's going to be the difference in recruiting of – like cheating, right?
Yeah. So I don't. How can you? I mean, the NCAA is going to have to do something to make this equal and fair. But if they do that, haven't the Florida schools already said, like, if the NCAA says they can't do this, we're just going to leave the NCAA? And then if Tennessee legislation doesn't pass that, if it just never happens, then what happens? Like. We have to. Is it going to be like the NCAA is all the states that can't pay players, and then there's another league that because Alabama is preparing for it, Georgia passed it, Florida's passed it.
No, I don't think you need a law to pass it if the NCAA says it's okay.
Okay.
I think if the NCAA put forth a nationwide, I mean,
like here's what you can make per player.
The NCAA is the only thing keeping these kids from making money.
Right.
It's not like there doesn't. The state's created a law to say it's illegal to say they can't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't create a law so that you could pay them. It's not like a child labor law thing where it's like you can't pay a 7-year-old to work in a sweatshop thing.
Right.
Like, there's no law against paying a 22-year-old to play football. There's no law against that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the NCAA would then say that kid's ineligible and can't play. So what the states did is they said – you cannot do that to people.
Right. So if the NCAA passes a blanket statement of every player has the option to make up to $50,000 a year.
If they change their rule, then in the state of Tennessee, then players could get paid.
So could they not just make it essentially like a salary cap? Like every player on your roster can make up to $50,000. Is it just scholarship players? Is it walk-on? Is it everybody?
I don't know. The laws the states are passing are like different in every state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
Is it percentage based? Is it because you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say it's the Georgia rule, right? Like, let's say it's 75% goes to the university to dole out to all the other students and other student athletes. But let's say if you go to Georgia for whatever reason, a big sponsor wants to pay $1 million a year, but at Tennessee, let's say the entire team pool is only 500,000. That's an advantage for I don't think it can be percentage. I think it has to be a hard number.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be just chaos.
Well, it's about to be chaos if something doesn't get done by July 1st. So we're far along.
We are relying on the NCAA to figure this out by July 1st.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm confident in absolutely nothing. This is just going to be
There's Ross Dellinger reported that the new Florida proposal that I believe this is the one that passed does include language that would require Florida schools to leave the NCAA if the organization tries to punish schools for Florida's laws, including NIL. Specifically, the amendment would prevent Florida schools from using state funds to pay for NCAA membership if the NCAA attempts to punish the state by relocating championship events in light of its state laws, such as NIL or transgender legislation.
Okay, so college sports are about to get absolutely blowed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it could happen in a month.
Yeah.
Cool. Exciting. Exciting.
Yeah. I don't know. The Georgia one was, where does that 75% thing come from? That's what the Georgia law said.
Yeah.
Like every state can just do their own law, right?
Yes, yes.
So some states can just say it's illegal to not allow someone to make money off their name, image, and likeness.
Right.
And that's it. That's it. Done. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so when the NCAA comes in and says, hey, you can't do that. You're getting punished. Nope. State law here says I can't be punished.
Right.
And then there's others that I guess could put like the cap on it, like the 75% thing.
Right.
God, what a mess. I mean, Tennessee lawmakers, if they want to help Josh Heupel out right now, should be like, July 1st, kids can keep 99% of the money and just 1% goes to other students. Or I don't know, whatever. Or is the...
But we've said that, like, how does that work? Like, the quarterback's over there making $4 million a year and you're his awesome left guard and no, like, you're not interesting enough and so you make nothing?
Well, that's the... Okay, what about the Georgia thing? If the 75% goes to other players?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a way to actually get, like, maybe you don't get the biggest star players, but is it a way to get more momentum because you have more? I mean, there's way more players that aren't going to be the big stars
exactly.
than there are the ones that will be the big stars.
Right.
So is that actually a way to like, dominate every sport but football, maybe? That's mm-hmm. weird, you know?
I mean,
like Davey said, it's not that bad of a deal if you're saying it has to go to players. If 75% can't go to, you know, bathroom improvements in the stadium type of deal.
Right.
If it has to go to players, maybe some of that even comes back to you. Maybe it's you get 25% and then the 75% goes into a pool that is evenly distributed among all players. So you're even getting your piece of
bigger
that pie.
Cut. Yeah, yeah.
So you get so maybe that does make more sense.
I think you'd still have to cap it.
Would you?
I think for an individual player.
But why? If 75% is going to all players, why cap it for you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if at Tennessee, the quarterback, it's $1 million deal with company X, but at Alabama, it's a $5 million deal. It's like, that's kind of a big difference. Like,
but
that's not a level playing field. That's why percentages scare me.
What if every sponsor bought the quarterback?
Exactly.
Every single one.
So he'd get 25% of
everyone. Everything. Yeah,
and then
everyone else just splits the same sponsorship dollars that would have, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like you'd have to do.
Well, why does one player get anything then? Why not just, because then no one gets anything, right? Because then everyone gets a check for like $330 a semester.
And or whatever
not that
it is.
Big a difference.
Also, like we look at this through the eyes of like football and is it. So, like, if I'm the quarterback, does that 75% only go to the football team?
I don't know.
Like, if nobody wanted to, you know, pay a single Tennessee baseball player for name, image, and likeness, do they right. all just get nothing? Or does that
or do they get
money from football and basketball
a piece
go into
of
the pot, too?
School's money for right. all players.
Also, is that all going to be made public?
That's, like, yeah, here's the chart.
Like, do I know what Dak Prescott's deal is with Oikos? Like, if the company doesn't want to release that, and neither does he, it doesn't have to get released. So how do you track it? How do you follow it?
Yeah, I don't. That's crazy.
I don't envy the NCAA. This is not an easy one.
Right.
But they kind of did this to themselves by not doing anything for the last 20 years on this.
Exactly.
It's been a topic. They've just sat back.
They could have come up with some plan
mm-hmm.
that would have made some sense.
I just worry about, like, team jealousy. recruiting advantage.
I mean, okay.
If I'm drafted by the Cowboys, like, they chose me, and I know that there are certain, if I'm a star quarterback for the Cowboys, like, I'm going to get endorsement deals. But I didn't, they didn't recruit me there, they drafted me.
Wouldn't it make the most sense to have some, to have different categories of sponsorship? You could have that of money that goes to directly to players. So, like, I like Tennessee baseball. I'm a business owner. I like Tennessee baseball. I don't even want to pick a player. I just would like to sponsor the Tennessee baseball team as a whole, so my dollars could go to all the players on the baseball team. I don't know if that means walk-ons too or how that works out, but whatever. So, like, that could be a category of, like, sponsorship. Then you could have individual player sponsorship dollars that could go certain ways. I don't know. The NCAA should have figured this out a long time ago and said, this is the way it works. Like, these dollars would stay on this team. If you'd like to make a sponsorship deal for the entire athletics department, then that money goes to all every scholarship player in the whole department. But you have to think about all the unintended consequences.
Right.
What if a pretty trendy, like, forward-thinking athletic director goes, you know what, if we don't have women's rowing and men's soccer and we cut all these non-revenue sports, our football players get more money.
That's what's going to happen.
So
this is going to lead to cuts on non-revenue sports.
I know.
I mean, they'll have to do it equally for Title IX purposes, but it's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a complete wreck.
Unless they had already established some, you know, master grid of how money flows across the board, and no one's doing that.
Well, that's been the big thing for me, at least, where a lot of the athletes for the non-revenue sports are like, yeah, we need this to go into place. I was like, no, you don't. Like, this actually hurts you, because, like, a lot of those people, I could see losing their scholarships down the, like, I mean,
what does baseball get right now? Like 11.5 or 13.5 scholarships for the whole team? Yeah, like, if a big company donor is if they're using a portion of that money, let's not even talk about scholarships, but just for the new baseball facility. Well, if that company would rather sponsor, you know,
players,
a player, then you're going to be out that money.
Yep.
It's a
nightmare, is what it is. Mess. It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Yikes. Final segment next. Can't wait for these baseball sites to be announced.
Have they changed that date again?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that I've seen. Big sweep for Tennessee. That was what was huge about the sweep. Like, if Tennessee had lost that series in Missouri, or even, I mean, and fallen, like, behind Texas and TCU, that could have been
disaster.
A big deal. You know, you drop down to, like, six or seven in the rankings. Notre Dame dropped a series, which helped out. They're now eighth. They're obviously, we kind of know where we stand with the SEC teams. But these other teams, it's important to keep winning games so that there's no reason to get moved behind them. Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Tennessee. The top four teams all in the conference.
And we lead the conference, but we're tied for the lead.
Man, if Tennessee can win the series this weekend, it'd be...
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be hard to not make a case that they should be one or two, I think.
Wait, in
the country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you beat Arkansas heads up.
Who does Vanderbilt have this weekend? Did you say that earlier?
Yeah.
Not someone not very good.
Was it Kentucky?
Did they get Missouri? Oh, well, don't worry about it.
I don't remember.
All right, Dave.
Right here.
We got a few minutes. Talk to me about Carol Baskin's husband.
So we had a anonymous letter get sent to Jeff Lowe.
Oh, okay.
And for those who don't remember, Jeff is the guy that came in and bought the zoo from Joe Exotic.
Who is still in prison, correct?
Yes. I mean, we're just dealing with a bunch of shady people here all around. But
true.
I'm trying to find the letter. Hold on. I didn't realize we were going to be coming back to it.
I said we'd save it for the last segment. I literally said it. We're saving it for the last segment. Really on your P's and Q's on this Monday, Dave.
Well, long story short.
There, that's fine. We don't have much time anyway. So, yes, give me the long story short.
A guy who sent the letter, or woman, they didn't put a return address, but it's from Providence, but the letter just says she's buried underneath her house.
He's buried underneath her house.
I think that's what it said, yeah.
Hmm.
So, like, she built a house on top of where he was buried?
According to the anonymous tip.
There's no way you can actually follow up on that, right? What do? You tear down her house, dig up the soil? Yep. Oh, well, yeah, he wasn't there. Sorry. Sorry for your house. You can't do that. You can't follow up on that.
Okay, get some
that, that was the information? Was
there more evidence?
Was there more detail in the actual letter? I realize I said long story short me, but
not really. No.
Okay. So basically nothing. Just a guess by a random letter writer. Do you see she started a crypto thing? Did we talk about that?
Yeah. Well, not on the air, I don't think.
She's a.
It's a cryptocurrency. But it's not a cryptocurrency.
She's a quirky bird. Hello, my cats and kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, creepy. So someone in Providence just thinks maybe he's under the house and sent an anonymous letter.
Inside the envelope was a letter which read, "The corpse lies under her house," and was signed, "The Faithful Witness."
Oh, the witness. So this person now claims that they saw it. Okay. That's a little bit better. But they can't follow up with this person because there's no return address.
Yeah.
Wasn't the
big thing, like, she buried him underneath her septic tank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, something like that. Or fed him to the tigers, which was, you know, that was Joe Exotic's thought process.
Right.
Hmm. Fascinating. So we got a tiger on the loose in Texas. And maybe Carol Baskin's ex-husband, his body location being given out. Big, big day for tigers. Huge. We're going to have to be better tomorrow. Davey, tomorrow's depot needs to be stellar. Stellar.
Are we getting a season 2 for Tiger King?
Without Joe Exotic, do you really want one?
No. No, but it was great the way it was. It's not.
Well, aren't we getting a Netflix series with Nick Cage?
Maybe.
I think
that's supposed to happen.
That's what I've heard.
Nicolas Cage is Joe Exotic.
Sign me up for that. Even if it's junk, it'll still be good. Speaking of junk. This show since about 9:15, kind of junk.
Well,
I know who I blame.
I'm going to his IMDb page to see if it's got anything listed.
Okay. Did we talk about that Houston Tiger on the air, or was that during the break?
Houston. I literally just mentioned it, and I mentioned it earlier.
But earlier, you talked about the guy with the gun and everything.
Yeah, and then the guy that ran up and just grabbed the thing.
About it. Yeah.
Oh, so we got Untitled Joe Exotic Project, Nick Cage playing Joe Exotic, 8 episodes.
Nice.
You've already got the 8 episode number, huh?
Houston, I have word from my source.
Okay.
No changes to ticket policies for this weekend that we know of.
What was the previous policy?
Well, that they secretly went to 75% for the Vanderbilt Saturday, or for the Vanderbilt series.
Okay. I mean, 75%.
They didn't tell anybody. Remember, but, you know, Joe Corbin talked about how COVID. Tim Corbin.
Yes.
Joe Exotic. Tim Corbin. Joe Corbin.
Tim Exotic.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we know. We know what we don't know.
Yep.
Changes could be coming, but maybe not.
Yep. So there we go. Looking forward to it.
Good job, Dave.
Be a big one.
Great job today.
Yeah, do what I can.
Yep.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in. Maybe they'll be better. More Fan Run Radio next right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Like a-